Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Oh, let's lift our hands and worship the Lord. Let's give God the glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. While you remain standing, I want to read from the book of Luke, chapter 1 and verse 1. And then from there, I will go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 8. Book of Luke, chapter 1 and verse 1. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. And then in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You may be seated. Luke said, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses. I am here tonight as an eyewitness of the past history of the United Pentecostal Church of Modesto. And I want to say this, and the old timers will understand what I am saying, and that is this: don't worry about the time. If Brother Rohde was here, the preacher would not be getting up until about 9:15. That's the way we done it in the old days. And we'll talk about that tonight. But this has been a very, very good day. It's been a very good day. And I read to you the text tonight, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to deal tonight with the past, the present, and the future. And first of all, I want everyone that was here, let me say this tonight. I am a short-winded preacher. But remember this. I'm not preaching tonight. I'm giving a history. And it's a long history. I want everybody that was here from the beginning of this church in 1941, through 1959. I want you to stand. Everybody that's in this building, or if you're in the church now or not or what, everybody that was here then, through 1959. There's more than that. They were in the church during that time. During the church, during that time, everybody, there's a lot of folks out here. All right, you may be seated. We're here tonight to give glory to God, but we're also here to talk about the men that God used. And you can't talk about Brother Dansby without talking about Brother Rohde. And you can't talk about Brother Rohde without talking about Brother Dansby. Because Brother and Sister Rohde and Brother and Sister Dansby are what the Bible calls labors together for God. They were labors together. Brother and Sister Dansby and Brother and Sister Rohde were partners. They were a team for many, many years. And now, here in Modesto, we have Brother and Sister Keys and Kim. And I want to say that Brother and Sister Rhodey, Brother and Sister Dansby, and Brother and Sister Keys have all come here in their season by divine design. I believe that with all of my heart. And this is where Pentecost began for me about 35 years ago. Now, I have been gone many years, but this was my beginning. And for me, this was my training ground. This was my West Point. And as General Douglas MacArthur said many years ago, he said, in the evening of my memory, always I come back to West Point. And you will never know the many times in my spirit and in my memory that I have come back to this place. Not to this building, because this is not where it was, but to 133 Tuolumne Boulevard. And we'll talk about that in a little while. But I want to say thank you, Brother and Sister Keys, for giving honor to Brother and Sister Rhodey and Brother and Sister Dansby. It takes a big man to do what Brother and Sister Keys has done, and that is they have always gave Brother and Sister Rhodey and Brother and Sister Dansby and the saints of the past, they have always given them honor and have always appreciated what the past has meant for the present. And you that have come to God, some of you come under Brother Dansby, some come under Brother Rhodey, some have come in under Brother Keys. But whoever you came in under, don't ever forget the man that baptized you in Jesus' name and taught you this Acts 2:38 message. And to some tonight, this will be boring. But I want to tell you something. It's your history. And the young folks need to know it, and the children need to hear it, and the old folks need to remember it again. We will never pass this way again. There will never be a 50th anniversary again. And every once in a while, a church needs to stop, and they need to reflect on the past. Whoever wishes to foresee the future must consult the past. They must consult the past. Today, I went back to the old building. And I walked down the steps that Brother Rhodey walked down so many times into the basement. And so many times I met him there. And I walked through the basement. And I walked through the church. And I just looked around. And I went outside, and I stood there for a while. And I said, old home place, I remember you. We've been through a lot, me and you. But I never want to forget the place. And I never want to forget the time. And I never want to forget the man that baptized me in Jesus' name, that prayed me through to the Holy Ghost. Don't ever forget the man. If it was Brother Rhodey or Brother Dansby or Brother Keys, don't ever forget the place. Don't ever forget the man. And thank God always that somebody brought you the gospel. Let's raise our hands and worship the Lord. Praise the Lord. Back in those days, it was the Dansbys and the Glens and the MacDonalds and the Todds and the Gilstraps and the Garrisons and the Martins and the Maddens and the Holidays and the Dieters and the Marches and the Pittmans and the Grahams and the Isabels and the Hudsons and the Wrights and the Cates and the Foys and the Edgars and the Bachmans and the Burtons and the Cooksies and the Irons and the Kittners and the Johnsons and the Cunninghams and the Savages and the Coopers and the Wiggums and the Parishes and the Fletchers and the Lutkins and the Birches. And I want to tell you something. For that day, it was a large church. It really was. It was a large church. And I'm going to tell it tonight like it was. And I'm not going to change the names to protect the innocent or the guilty. And I'm going to tell you, there was times when it was the Hatfields and the McCoys. And some of you know what I'm talking about. But in the end, we all loved one another. And we might have picked on one another and fussed among one another. But don't let anybody from the outside come in and pick on us. And I have here tonight, now I realize this is Brother Dansby's night. And I'm getting there. But I'm going to talk about the past and the present and the future. And like I said, you can't talk about Brother Dansby without talking about Brother Rohde. And I'm going to start with Brother Rohde tonight. I have here with me tonight that I got some many years ago after Brother Rohde passed away. I have many of them, but I just brought a few with me tonight, of the notes of Brother Rohde. And I want to read some of them tonight. And here is a note that Brother Rohde used May the 7th, 1944 on a broadcast. And when I read this to you, you'll remember that it sounded, it's in his writing, it's him, it's the real thing. He said this, this is on a radio broadcast, May the 7th, 1944. He said, "May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you this afternoon. Truly, it is through the grace of God that we are saved and kept from day to day. And God has given us so many exceeding great and precious promises by which we are made partakers of His divine nature, having escaped corruption that is in the world through lust. Thank God this afternoon for a way of escape through Jesus Christ, having been prisoners of Satan and servants of sin, for whom the Son hath made free, He is free indeed. We as Christians are enjoying the great freedom that has come to us. And this great freedom has set us free from sin. We thank you for your letters and your contributions. May the Lord richly bless you for it." And then he gives the address and so on. And then it says, "Song by Ed Berg." And some of you will remember old Ed Berg. Remember that, Brother Dansby? And then it said here, "And a song by Brother Fleming." I didn't even know Brother Fleming sung. Now see, some of you don't know what this is all about, but to some of them out there, they do. They remember. Here is some more notes of Brother Rohde. And I dug through these notes, and here is the first one. It said, this is 1956, Brother Holiday, in his department, which was the young people's class, he had 74. That was a lot. That's right here in Brother Rohde's handwriting. I'm going to go through here and just read some names. I will not read to you what he wrote about you. Here's Sister Hazel Yandrish. Harold Dunn, Joan Bear, Sister McDonald, Brother Dansby, Carolyn Hudson, Sister Cooper, Sister Glenn, Sister Priscilla McDonald, Sister Harleen, that's Johnson, Brother Dieter, Benny Wall, Bonnie Cooper, Sister March, Brother Lefty, Sister Womack, Brother Womack, Sister Kate, some of you haven't thought about some of these in a long time, Sister Dansby, Brother Abby, Brother MacDonald, Brother Riddle, Sister Gladys Madden, Brother Glenn, Barbara Cunningham, Chuck Gilstrap, Charlene Duckworth, Bonnie Kettner, Crystal Kettner, Sister Rhody, and then here is Carolyn Holliday, Barbara Boffman, Edna Foy, Connie Pittman, Don Powell, Charles Conway, Jerry Cates, Bob Harper, Billy Gwynn, Johnny Black, Dean Cates, Clarence Isabel, Herman Pittman, Bill Duckworth, Stanley Dansby, Brother McCarty, Marilyn Johnson, Joy McDonald, Janet McDonald, Connie Glenn, Betty Holliday, and then here I found the building fund pledges that he took to build the back annex on. Remember, there used to be an old house out back there. Here's the building fund pledges. Brother Rhody, $200. Brother Dansby, $100. Now, y'all think, boy, that wasn't much money. That was a lot of money back in those days. And the list goes on. It's a long list. Here, Von Morton, $60. That don't sound like much, but it was a lot of money in those days. It's a list here, and many of your names are on that list. I'm just reading to you what Brother Rhody wrote. And then, here is his sermon book, one of them, one of many. And I'm just going to read to you what the man of God wrote. Is that all right? Remember when he used to have those meetings? This is one of those meetings, one of those special call meetings. I'm just reading to you what he said. He said, he's talking here about the women wearing slacks and capris and shorts. He said, tight, short dresses, short sleeves, cut hair, and makeup. I'm just reading to you what the man of God said. That's what he taught us in that day. That's why I am like I am today. And some of you come here thinking I've changed. I'm just like I was. He taught us this. This is what he put into us. Then he wrote this, and he said, we hear these. You can tell he was upset here. And he always wrote in red and green ink, and some of you remember that. And he was seeing red about this time. He said, we hear this remark sometimes, I have my convictions, and nobody is going to change me. And then he went in with this scripture. He said, the scripture says, talk no more so excellently, exceeding proudly. Let no arrogance come out of thy mouth. That's what he said. He said, let no arrogance come out of thy mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by Him actions are weighed. I thank God for J.E. Rhody. I thank God for J.D. Dansby that followed in his steps. And Brother Randy Keyes that's followed in their steps. And they're preaching and teaching the same thing. Hey, friend, Pentecost is not changed. It's bigger and better than it's ever been. Hallelujah. And then he closed by saying this. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. Oh, let's thank God for the men of God in our life. Hallelujah to God. There's many, many notes that I could read tonight of Brother Rohde. And some of you remember when we used to have the street meetings. Now let me tell you, I come to this church for the first time. I come to this church for the first time in about 1949 or 50. This is the way it was. We lived in a little place down the road here called Delhi. And Chuck Gilstrap, my cousin, that's here tonight, they lived here in Modesto. And we came here to visit them. And we were just kids back in those days. And he told me, he said, I'm going to Sunday school. And I was staying with him. And he said, I go to Sunday school now, I catch this bus. And so we caught this bus. And we came to Sunday school. That was my first time. You see, to be saved, it takes the old rugged bus and the old rugged cross. And we came to Sunday school. Now, the building that you see up there right now, 133 Tuolumne, it wasn't that building. It was the old building that building's connected to. They built on to. But I never forgot that visit to that Pentecostal Sunday school. And then years later, we moved to Modesto. And after I was here a while and going to junior high and high school and whatever, Chuck Gilstrap, he was old enough to get his driver's license. And so I had to go where he went. And he, I don't know why. Well, maybe I do, but I can't tell everything. But we decided to come up here to the church. And we got to hanging around. And down the street and over the way, the Holidays lived. And we got acquainted with Cheryl Holiday. And his folks came to this church. And so we started just hanging around the Pentecostal church. But I want to tell you, that was the best thing that ever happened to us. We just started hanging around. But I want to tell you something. You don't hang around too long. God's going to get a hold of you. God's going to talk to you. And they got to talking about the Holy Ghost. They got to talking about the coming of the Lord. I'm telling you, I got under conviction. I was here in Modesto High School. I was miserable. I thought, man, I need God. And I remember one morning before school, Joyce Carter, that's here tonight. At that time it was Bispo. But Joyce Carter and I was sitting in Chuck Gilstrap's Ford car. And I said, I'm scared. She said, I am too. I said, we're going to hell. She said, I know it, and I'm afraid. And God was dealing with us. And I come on and got the Holy Ghost, and she did some years later. But I'm telling you what, God dealt with our souls. And there's folks here tonight that prayed through in that revival when Brother Kelly was here many years ago. I remember one sermon that he preached. He preached on the subject, giving the pigs a permanent wave. That means the prodigal needs to wave goodbye to the pig pen. And when he preached that, I was ready to go. I got the Holy Ghost and got baptized all in the same night. I have never looked back. I've never thought about looking back. I've never wanted to look back. Hallelujah. And God began to reveal to me this Acts 2:38 message. And just the way you saw it in the scene today was the way it was. I'm telling you, I remember going to bed at night, and you had to go to bed at my place, and you didn't wake my daddy up, and he's here tonight. And I remember going to bed and pulling the cover up over my head and getting the flashlight out and reading the Bible, and God began to reveal to me repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues, and the oneness of God. I remember the night that I really got the revelation. I got up walked around in my bedroom and jumped up and down and thanked God. I'm telling you, it thrilled my soul. I've never been sorry that I cast my lot with the Pentecostals and was baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! Praise God. And some of you don't know it, but Brother Rohde, he was born in Russia. He was a full-blooded German, born in Russia, read the German Bible, spoke German. When he was in a meeting like this and somebody would get up and say, "How many Okies we got here?" he'd raise his hand. And I asked him one day, why he done that? He said, because we stayed a little while in Oklahoma on our way to Lodi. He said, I'm an Okie. And I want to tell you, he was a different sort of man. He really was. Some of you remember the old, you know, right after I got saved, I felt like I was called to preach. But I didn't get me a big old Bible and walk around and say, hey, I'm called to preach. I didn't stand around and say, when can I get some license to preach? I felt like I had them, man. I was baptized in Jesus' name. Feel the Holy Ghost. And we would get together. And there's folks here tonight that's been with me. We would get together and we would go down on the street. And we'd line up on the street. And somebody'd get a guitar and start plucking that old guitar. And somebody'd get an accordion. And we'd walk up and down that street. I remember the Greyhound bus station was down there. In fact, today I drove down 10th Street just for old time's sake. And the Greyhound bus used to come around. And sometime it would have to stop. I know them drivers wanted to miss that light. But sometime it'd have to stop right there at that light where we preached on that corner. I remember walking up and down by that Greyhound bus and preaching, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Brother Dansby and I have preached on the street many times. We didn't wait for somebody to give us a pulpit. We had one. We preached everywhere. I preached all over Modesto High School. I wrote Acts 2:38 on everything. I'm telling you what, this church done for me, if it never done anything else, it put in my soul, it put in my gizzard, it put deep in me this Acts 2:38 one God message. Hallelujah! I didn't know a preacher among us believed anything else until I got out and went to preaching. I'll never forget the day I was driving down the road and a preacher looked at me and said, well, you know, Acts 2:38 is not the only way. I said, what? I'm telling you what, Brother Rohde put Acts 2:38 in us. He put the oneness of God in us. Hallelujah. I want to say to you young preachers tonight, get this Acts 2:38 message in your soul. Hallelujah. Praise God. On Sundays, this was our regular Sunday schedule. We come early for a prayer meeting. At 18 years old, I was driving a bus. I'll never forget, we had an old Dodge bus. You couldn't hardly get in reverse. And one day I had a load of kids. I know you couldn't do this nowadays, but that's the way we done it then. I was just 18 years old, and there's a load of kids. And I think Brother Dansby said, take them kids home. And I got that. I went out and let some kids off, and I got that bus, the top of it, caught on a big old limb and up against that limb, and I couldn't get it in reverse. It was a deal, man. But I finally did. All right. We had Sunday school, we had morning worship, and straight from morning worship, we would run over on Norwich to KTRB for the live broadcast. And then we would go from there and we'd get a bite to eat. In fact, today, Brother Keyes, I thought we shouldn't have been going out there and eating that good meal like we did today. We ought to all went down to Webb's Drive-In. That's where we used to go. That was it. Webb's Drive-In, man. That's right. And then we would go straight from there to 3 o'clock. We had a prayer meeting. And then we had young people's meeting at 6:30. This is every Sunday. And then church at 7:30. And they didn't get the preacher on the floor till, man, we had testimony services for an hour and a half. That's right. And we'd stay at church till 11, 12 o'clock at night. And then on Tuesday night, we'd be back on Thursday night, we'd be back. And then sometime we'd have revival Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. How many weeks have we went like that? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I mean, we'd go for weeks like that. Hallelujah. But this was a revival church. Other churches were going off into ladder splatter and accusing Brother Rhodey of being too free in the Spirit, and we just shout on and dance on. Hallelujah. And by the way, today when y'all were singing that song, I can hear, what's that, the gospel? Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Y'all were singing it wrong. If Brother Rhodey had been here, it'd be, I can hear the gospel, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. You got to speed it up, man. Hallelujah. There's a lot of things that we could talk about. I remember the old maid's wagon. Pauline and Shirley drove the old maid's wagon. And I didn't put, I'm 31 years later, I'm telling you before God, I didn't put that sign on that thing. The old maid's wagon. It was a blue pickup. And then I'll tell you something else. Now, I saw the way y'all wrote it. Now, I'm telling you, I'm just telling it like it was. One time there was a... you got it wrote in your history one way, but I'm going to tell it the right way. The power of God was moving. That's when there was a lot of houses around the church. There used to be houses across the street. We was there before the freeway was there. And they were shouting and a-dancing and... And Sister Reba Graham, she was shouting. And the police come in. And the police went to Brother Rhodey and said, you're going to have to stop her. And remember how Brother Rhodey used to do his hands this way? He said, if you want her stopped, you stop her. That's what he did. He say that? That's right. And that policeman, he sized up the situation and he decided he didn't want to stop her. I'm just telling it like it was. Hey, you can't stop these Pentecostals. You can't stop these Pentecostals. Hallelujah.
Tell him. Hey, he left that part of it.
Yeah, tell the rest of them.
Well, Brother Rhodey was talking to him, and the man turned around, the police turned around to leave.
That's right.
And he reached down, and his gun was gone.
That's
one of the little bench boys had slipped his gun out and had it playing with it.
That's right. I was going to tell that next. Let me tell you, there was two boys in the church, and they were. And Brother Holliday said they were twins. He said, and one of them stuttered. He said, the only way, Brother Holliday said, the only way I can tell them boys apart is one of them has got 999 freckles and one's got 1,000. He said, that's the only way I can tell them apart. And that policeman come in, and when he got outside, he didn't have no gun. And he went back in there, and one of them twin boys had reached up there and got his gun and was sitting there playing with it. Well, he didn't shoot it. I remember the day that Jerry House. Boy, that's going a long ways back. Door of the house, Jerry House. When Jerry House took, Brother Rhodey always hung his hat out there in the vestibule, used to, you know. And Jerry House was standing there. He's mean as the devil. He put 22 shells in that old open fire one time. Anyway. His mama was standing there, and there was Brother Rhodey's hat, and he reached up and got Brother Rhodey's hat and pulled it down over his mama's head. Brother Rhodey never did put his hat back out there. He put it around in that furnace room. There's a lot of things. I ain't taking time to tell it all here tonight. Really. A lot of... There's things going through people's minds now. We had a good time. We really did. Now, you know, we're laughing now, but we didn't laugh all the time then. You know, sometimes it was rough go. That's right. And but I'll tell you this, Brother Rhodey was a praying man. he was a praying man. And I got saved. And then right after that, somehow the first morning back to school after I got saved, when school started, I stopped by the church, and I didn't know he went down there. And everybody's been talking about the time that Brother Rohde went to prayer. You've been saying 6 o'clock, but it wasn't 6 o'clock. It was 7 o'clock. I've got it here in his own handwriting. I'll read it to you. I brought proof tonight. It was 7 o'clock. And so I went down in that basement. I wanted to live for God so bad. And I went down in that basement, and I heard somebody praying. And it was Brother Rohde. And some of you will remember, this is the way he prayed. He would sit down. He would lay his hat up on a chair. And he would take his handkerchief. And he would put it over his face. And he'd rock back and forth. I want to tell you something, folks. He's prayed a many of us through sitting on that old floor. I never heard such praying in all my life. I never felt anything like that in all my life. And he would sit there. I'm going to tell you something, folks. You talk about being faithful. You talk about being consistent. It was day in and day out, and day in and day out, and day in and day out. He would come there and he would pray and he would seek the Lord. I went back down in the basement today. I went to the spot and I just got down on my hands and knees. I never want to forget what God done for me 30-something years ago in that basement here in Modesto. I want to tell you something, church. We've got a great heritage. We've got a great heritage. And some of you tonight, you don't identify with this, with Brother Rohde's season and time. But you've got to understand. Your pastor understands it, and I appreciate it. Without those basement experiences, without Brother Rohde, without Brother Dansby, Brother Keyes would not have what he has got today. And he knows that. And you that are here, that's come in the last few years, that never really knew Brother Rohde and Brother Dansby, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you that when you look at this man, you're looking at a man of God and a man that knew God and lived for God and walked with God. When you seen Brother Rohde's picture, you were seeing a man of God. I am telling you that they made an indelible impression upon many, many, many lives. Let's raise our hands and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, let's praise the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah to God. I remember when the grass was out in the back, and I remember coming there in the mornings to pray and seeing footprints in the dew as they led across to the basement where Brother Rohde had come earlier to pray. And this building that we're in tonight, I promise you that many years ago, that Sister Rohde used to talk to different ones of us. And she would say, we need that building. Let's pray for that building. And we thought, no, Sister Rohde. But I'm telling you what, Sister Rohde always had a vision. Oh, a woman of prayer, a woman of vision. She was really evangelistic. That's right. And when I was in the church, she never preached from the pulpit. But that's why we had hour and a half testimony services. I've seen the time when us young unsaved boys would come to that church and she'd turn around and we would be sitting right there. And she'd take 30 minutes to right there in front of God and everybody to talk to us. You say, that's not the way to do it. We're here, aren't we? We're living for God, aren't we? It did work, didn't it? She did care. I'm telling you what, I believe with all of my heart that this building is here and this church is in this building tonight because Sister Rohde had a burden and a vision and she prayed it through. She prayed it through. She prayed it through. There was no way, Brother Keyes, that the devil could keep you from this building. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, there is a scalpel devil around here. When we were building that building out back there, down at the old place, I fell off the scaffold. There's a scaffold devil around this place. Praise God. That's right. And then I left the church. By that I mean I went preaching. Now this is the way it happened. Brother Limebury, that was here last night, he asked me to come and preach him a revival. That was Brother Rohde's son-in-law. So I went over there to preach him revival. After I preached about 3 or 4 nights, he looked at me and he said, "Brother Vaughn," he said, "have you ever preached a revival before?" I said, "No." He said, "I thought you had been preaching revivals." I guess he was disappointed. But I want to tell you something. That revival lasted 4 weeks. And in the midst of that revival, we went to a fellowship meeting. And they had me to preach the youth service. And Brother Price, Brother Barney Roberts, Brother Johnny Clemen, different ones asked me to preach a revival. And Brother Rohde happened to be there. If you'll remember, Brother Rohde wouldn't let you go easy. And he happened to be there, and he was preaching that night. And so they went to him and said, "Can we have that young man come and preach for us?" I was only 19 years old. And he said, "Yes." And I was youth leader at that time. So when we got back, he said, "All right." He said, "It's right at the beginning of the year." He said, "You go preach them revivals and you come on back home." And he said, "I'm going to appoint a new youth leader." I think that's really his way of getting a new... Anyway, I went to preach those revivals 31 years ago. And I just never got through. Now, in that first revival, not the one for Brother Limebury, but for the one when I really started, Brother Rohde wrote me a letter, and I have that letter here. It is 31 years old. Brother Price was not the district superintendent at that time. This is wrote on Western District stationery. Brother David Gray's name is on here. Brother Lee Davis, Glenn J. Harvey, Odell Cagle, William Garrett, Barney Roberts, J.E. Rohde, he was a presbyter, Owens Riddlesberger, Brother Paul Price, Home Missions Director, Sunday School Director, R.E. Nichols. And this is what the letter said. Brother Petty was Secretary of Treasury, Brother Rohde, Superintendent. Brother Rohde wrote here, "Dear Brother Vaughn, greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus. First of all," now you, some of you will remember these things. "First of all, enclosed, you will find your membership card, which we happily present to you for 1960. You used to pass out the membership cards. And he was sending me my membership card. Let me know you still belong here. He said, "We are happy to hear all the good reports of the revival meeting in Napa. It makes us feel good to know that God is blessing one of our boys and using him for his glory and the furtherance of his kingdom. We have been praying that God will make you just that kind of a blessing." Now, this is his nice way of saying, "Come home." "It seems a long time since you have been home. I want you to know that we miss you. I saw your mother the other day." And I want to say this. I thank God that my dad and my mother is here tonight, and my two boys and my daughter-in-law and my grandson. And I want to say thank God for the good impression that Brother Rohde and Brother Dansby made on my folks. My folks love Brother Dansby. They love Brother Rohde. I'm telling you, I thank God for these two men and the impression that they made on my family. He said, "I saw your mother the other day, and most certainly they miss you. It would be good to spend..." See, this is a nice way to say, "It would be good to spend a week at home before you begin the next revival. We hope..." Now, he goes on. He said, "We hope to see you Monday." That was his way of doing it. "I guarantee you I was home Monday." Because he said so. He said, "It will be our fellowship meeting." He said, "Although there has been a lot of flu around here," said, "Sister Rohde and I and Rebecca Allred was living with them at that time, said, Rebecca and I, Sister Rhody, have escaped the flu. He said, we are praying. And I want to tell you, this prayer that he was praying then is being fulfilled now. He said, we are praying and looking for a greater harvest of souls yet. I'm telling you, Brother Rhody prayed, and part of the revival that you're seeing now is the prayer of Brother Rhody and Brother Dansby and Randy Keys. Let's give the Lord a good hand clap. Hallelujah! He said, now remember, they were in revival. Brother Cooksey has been doing some very good preaching. They were in revival with Brother Cooksey. Is Sister Cooksey here tonight? Sister Cooksey, would you stand up wherever you're at? There she is. There's Sister Cooksey. God bless Sister Cooksey. It said, now this was Brother Rhody. Said, well, it's almost 7 o'clock this morning, and time, he prayed at 7. He said, it's almost 7 o'clock this morning, and time for my morning prayer. And he said, and I miss you down in that prayer room. He said, may the Lord bless you, trusting to... He said it again, trusting to see you Monday. Sister Rhody, Rebecca and I send greetings. Yours in his service, Brother J.E. Rhody. I will never forget the day. Different ones were going to Bible college in Stockton. And I was going to go. I was making plans to go. I can take you to the spot. I can tell you the place. I can still see his face. He said, where are you going? And he went like this. And you know when he meant, he'd go like this. He went like this. He said, where are you going? I said, I think I'll go to Stockton Bible College. He said, I don't think you will. I'm telling you the God's truth. He said, I don't want you to. He said, I want you to stay here with me. And he said, I want you to work here with me. I'm going to tell you something. I never questioned it. I never questioned it. I just said, he knows what he's doing. Others go, but I can't. I'm telling you, I would not take for those 4 years that I stayed here with Brother Rhody. I wouldn't take for it. I thank God that I knew this great, great man. And then the Bible says in Romans 13:7, render therefore to all their dues, honor to whom honor is due. 1 Timothy 5:17 says, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in word and doctrine. As I said, we're here to give glory to God, but we're talking about the men that God used. And I want to give honor tonight, not only to Brother Rhody, but I want to give honor to Brother Dansby. Brother Dansby, I love you. And I thank you for everything that you've ever taught me, preached to me, ever reproving and ever rebuking. Praise the Lord. Brother Dansby has played a great part in this church. He really has. Brother Dansby had a different ministry than Brother Rhody, altogether a different ministry. But it had its time, it had its season, and it had its place. And I want to tell you something. I count Brother Dansby as an elder in my life. I really do. And Brother and Sister Florine Dansby will always hold a special place in the heart of this church and for us that was with them when they were here. They served this church long, and they served this church well. And Brother and Sister Dansby were like two tall, strong trees. And we have the privilege of living under their shadow. We have the privilege of living under their shadow. I'm glad that that Stanley's here tonight and his family. I'm glad that Sharon is here tonight and her family. I remember the first time I ever seen Sharon. She was a little stringy-haired, skinny girl, barefooted. First time I ever seen her, she liked to run over me, running around a corner. But we all grew up together. We prayed together. We preached on the streets together. We cried together. We laughed together. We fought together. But I'm going to tell you, in all the scraps and everything, I was always on his side. Always. God has been good to the United Pentecostal Church of Modesto. It has been well said that it is not at all necessary for a man to make a fortune in this life, but it is necessary that he should become a fair dealing man, making his life a blessing. Brother Dansby, you have been a fair dealing man, and your life has been a blessing. And again, I want to thank you, Brother Keys. I want to thank you for this 50th anniversary. I want to thank you for giving honor to Brother and Sister Rhody and Brother and Sister Dansby. God has blessed Brother Keys for this. Bible says that we are to be a lover of good men. It was never hard to love Brother and Sister Dansby because they were good people. Good people. And 2 Timothy says, the Apostle Paul said, "Thou hast fully known my doctrine, my manner of life, and purpose, and faith, and long-suffering, and charity." And we have known this man's doctrine. We have known his purpose. We've known his faith, his long-suffering, his charity, and his patience. Patience. Let me tell you, one time when I was a teenager, and we was in the old church, and the windows were open a lot of times, and I was on the platform, and I was in the church, and I decided I wasn't going to go out the door. I was going to take a shortcut. And I just ran across the platform. Now, church wasn't on. It's just in the daytime. And I'll never forget jumping out the window and over that, you know, those, they had them window wells. But I, you know, the window was open and I cleared the whole thing. And I remember when I hit the ground, there was Brother Dansby. That's the truth. And there he stood. He didn't say nothing. He didn't say nothing. I wish he'd have said something. He didn't say nothing. He just looked at me. I have never jumped out another church window since those days. Never. He just looked at me. And I'm not going to get into all this, but Brother Dansby and I took a trip to Texas and Louisiana one time. And he'll testify to the fact that was one of the best times of our life. Sister Dansby fixed us up a great big old lunch. Fried chicken. I mean, it's a big old... It's supposed to last us all the way to Louisiana. We ate it all before we got out of California. I appreciate what Sister... Sister Bonnie said today, she thanked Brother Dansby for reproving and rebuking her girls. You know, talking about Sister Bonnie, I knew Sister Bonnie before she saved. I knew Sister Bonnie before Sister Debbie Howard was born. Before your wife was born, I knew Sister Bonnie. Remember that time, Chuck and Pat, that we took that trip up to Sonora? Went to Bonnie's house. We found out she cooked us that steak. Come to find out it was all the food they had in the house. But that's all we needed, Bonnie. That's all we needed. I remember Crystal was there. Now, we're going back to the old days. We used to call her Pete. Now, I don't want anybody else doing that, but we did. And we was all unsaved. But thank God for the mercy of God and the grace of God. And the youth camps, the many youth camps that Brother Dansby was in charge of. It was always best when Brother Dansby was in charge. And a lot better when Sister Dansby was there. Now, I'll tell you this. I was in their house one time. I stayed all night with them. And this is the truth. This is the truth. I stayed all night with them. Oh, Brother Dansby could snore. I remember one time at youth camp. I remember one time me and him was in the same room at youth camp. No. That was on that trip to Texas. We was in the same room. And he laid down on the bed. He said, "All right, I'm fixing to start." That is the truth. And God knows, in seconds, he went, "Man, oh, it'd drive you crazy." I stayed all night at their house one night, and Brother Dansby and Sister Dansby both were snoring. This is true. She was going, "I can't do it, man. I got to get some water." She was going, and he was going, and they had it going just like that. I mean, that's the truth. It was going just like that. It was like a sawmill, man. Praise God. You know, I'm not going to take the time tonight to tell it all, but there's a lot of stories. Oh, brother. There's a lot of stories to be told. But I want to say, Brother Dansby, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For all that you have been to us these many, many years. He has been a lot to us. And you folks that have come in under Brother Keyes, I really believe that this 50th anniversary is going to make you appreciate your history a lot more. You needed to know it. Brother Dansby, you know what? The good old days have come and gone. And we couldn't call them back if we tried. But the God that lived in the good old days is still walking right by our side. Let's raise our hands and worship the Lord. Oh, let's worship the Lord. Oh, let's thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Oh, let's praise Him. Hallelujah to God. And I am closing. It was by divine design that Brother Keyes and Sister Keyes and Kim came to this city. It really was. Brother Keyes, see, I'm 10 years older than him. I know he looks older and acts older, but I am 10 years older than him. And I was preaching revivals in Stockton. And see, he was about 17 years old, and I was 27. There's a lot of difference when you're 17, 27. When you're 40 and 50, there's no difference. Oh, no, there ain't no difference. And we had some power, and that's where I got acquainted with Brother Keys and Sister Keys. And I won't tell it all. That's where we got acquainted. And I remember Brother Keys, he was just a young preacher. But he caught my heart and caught my... I had no idea that he would be here for this 50th anniversary. We were just getting acquainted. I look back now, I see it was God. In the summertime, he came to me and he said, look, I've went to school for 2 years. He said, I've had a bunch of preachers ask me for revivals. He said, should I go back to school? I said, you got revivals? He said, yeah. Boy, Clyde Haney would have shot me if he knew this. I said, don't ever go back. Just go on preaching. I thought everybody's supposed to go preach, man. And he did. And when he was 21 years old, pastoring a home missions church, built a building. That was a big thing in those days. In Farball, California. And our lives begin to intertwine. And Brother Keys and Sister Keys have become some of my very, very, very best friends. And so I have a position tonight that's a little different. And that is that I have known personally, in a personal, imminent way, Brother Rohde, Brother Dansby, and Brother Keys. I really have. And I thank God that I still have a part in Modesto Church. I'm thankful for you. I'm proud of you. I'm for you. I really am. And like MacArthur said, in the evening of my memory, I always come back to West Point. You don't know how many times I have prayed for this church. You don't know the times in the night that I have stopped and went down in that old basement, going down old 99. And just wandered through. Stand there and say, old home place, I remember you. We've been through a lot, you and me. But by the grace of God, we're going to make it. And I never want to waver from the things that Brother Rohde taught us. Brother and Sister Keys, they have this church in their heart. They really do. Church, you're blessed. You're blessed. And I want to say to Brother and Sister Keys, you're blessed. This church and this pastor, you're blessed to have one another. And I want to say this. I've been talking about the past. Now I'm talking about the present. That Modesto, the best is yet to come. I believe that. I believe that. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. You can take this as a word from God. The best is yet to come. And I want to quote Brother Rohde. And Brother Dansby, remember him saying it. Brother Rohde, when we thought he was going to retire the first time, he said, I'm not through yet. He said, there's still fish in this pond. Brother Keys, there's still fish in this pond. You're not through yet. And I want to close with this. Modesto, don't be afraid of the future. God is already there. Let's stand to our feet and lift our hands and worship the Lord. Let's give glory to God tonight. Let's praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Let's worship the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Everybody sing.
I can't let him down. He's been so,
so good to me. Oh, yes.
God's been good. And he's really, really good. And he's been so good to me. I just can't let him down.
Come on, let's sing it.
Just can't let him down.
Oh, yes. Tonight.